This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Hearing on Home Minister Robi Lamisane's citizenship case begins. Snowfall continues in the Himalayan district of Karnali, air services disrupted, and Chris Hipkins sworn in as New Zealand Prime Minister. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has started final hearing on a case related to the citizenship of Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Robi Lamisane. The hearing has started in the bench of Acting Chief Justice Harikrishna Karki and Justices Biswamba Prasad Shrestha, Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada, Dr. Ananda Mohan Bhattrai and Anil Kumar Sinha. The court will give its verdict on this case today after the plaintiff, defendants and the government attorneys debate. Prem Prasad Acharya of Suryodaya Municipality in Ilam, who attempted self-immolation before the Federal Parliament building on Tuesday afternoon, has died. He passed away this morning while undergoing treatment at Kritipur-based Burn Hospital. According to Dr. Kiran Nakarmi of the hospital, almost 80% of the body parts of Acharya was burnt. Acharya with critical burn injuries was rushed to the Kritipur Hospital for treatment immediately after the incident. Home Minister Robi Lamisane has expressed grief over the demise of Prem Prasad Acharya, who lost his life following a self-immolation attempt. The Home Minister has extended heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family, wishing for eternal peace to the departed soul. The Home Minister said through the social site the decision to kill self might be the outcome of accumulated frustrations and pain, adding that he was sad to realize that the newly emerged Rashtriya Swatantra Party, of which he is the chair, could not instill a ray of hope among the people like him. Nepal Police has requested not to sell and distribute petroleum products openly. Issuing a statement last night, the police have requested not to sell petroleum products openly, unsafe transportation and storage in houses and shops, as there will be fire and human and material damage. A spokesperson of the District Police Office, Kathmandu, Superintendent of Police Dinesh Raj Mainali said that petroleum products in bottles, jerkin, have been openly sold and distributed in some petrol pumps in Kathmandu recently, and has requested the petrol pump operators to stop it immediately. Snowfall continues in the Himalayan districts of Karnali. Heavy snowfall has occurred in Dolpa, Mugu, Humla and Jumla. Similarly, there has been a snowfall in the northern region of Jajarkot and the northern region of Rukumpar Sim. Air services have been disrupted for 2 days due to snow at Jufol in Dolpa, Simkot in Humla and Talta in Mugu. Due to snowfall in Humla, Mugu and Dolpa, there is no access to electricity and communication services have also been disrupted there. A women's industrial village is to be set up in Paskhal of Kabri Palanchuk district. According to Mayor of Paskhal Municipality, Mayes Kharil, the country's first ever industrial village is to be built in Paskhal Municipality 7 with a focus on women and agriculture. The municipality has collaborated with the South Asian Women Development Forum for the establishment of a green industrial village. Deputy Mayor of Paskhal Municipality, Surya Maya Donwar, said the program placing priority on the use of local production and raw materials would be contribute to promoting women's entrepreneurship and economic empowerment. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Classified files have been found at ex-US Vice President Mike Pence's home in the latest discovery of secret papers at the homes of officials who have served in the top ranks of government. The documents discovered by a lawyer last week for pins at his Indiana home have been handed over to the FBI. Investigators are already looking into President Joe Biden's and ex-President Donald Trump's possession of files. Trump faces a criminal investigation for allegedly mishandling papers. Representatives for Pence sent a letter to the National Archives alerting them to the documents. The FBI came to the former vice president's home to collect the documents, bypassing standard procedures and requesting direct possession of them, lawyers added in a separate letter. After months of reluctance, the US and Germany reportedly plan to send tanks to Ukraine in what Kiev hopes will be a game-changer on the battlefield. US President Joe Biden's administration is expected to announce plans to send at least 30 M1 Abraham tanks. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has also reportedly decided to send at least 14 Leopard 2 tanks. Russia's ambassador to the US blasted the news as another blatant provocation. Ukrainian officials have said such shipments could help its forces seize back territory from the Russians. Until now, the US and Germany have resisted internal and external pressure to send the tanks to Ukraine. Washington has cited the extensive training and maintenance required for the high-tech Abrams. Berlin has expressed caution about NATO becoming a direct part of the war with Russia. Chris Hipkins has been sworn in as New Zealand's 41st Prime Minister. The 44-year-old was formally appointed to the role in Wellington a week after Jacinda Ardern's shock resignation. Ardern, 42, had said she no longer has enough in the tank to lead the country. The country's Governor General, Cindy Kiro, accepted her formal resignation on Wednesday. Hipkins built a reputation as the minister who led New Zealand's COVID-19 strategy. Opinion polls have suggested that his party is trailing its conservative opposition, the National Party, in popularity. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpasam provinces and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division said light rain is likely to occur in a few places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Karnali province and Sudarpasam province. Likewise, chances of light snowfall remain at few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Karnali province and Sudarpasam province. Brief snowfall is likely at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, the western part of the country witnesses the impact of the low pressure system. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Hearing on Home Minister Robbie Lamisani's citizenship case begins. Snowfall continues in the Himalayan district of Karnali, air services disrupted, and Chris Hipkins sworn in as New Zealand's Prime Minister. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.